This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? Glad to have you tuned in on your radio, and we have a busy, jam-packed program today with a lot of things happening in the great state of North Dakota and across the Northern Plains, and for that matter, all across the USA. My gosh, a lot going on. Congressman Kevin Cramer, Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. The last, pretty much 9 out of 10 times that we have Congressman Cramer on for the Talk Radio Town Hall, we have more questions via text or calls or anything else than we have time to get in. So I always encourage them early. So if you want to get those in now, good idea. And also, calls are always a priority live on the air. So if you call to ask your questions, you're going to go first, right? And then if we have a break between calls, we'll throw in a couple of texts here, some of the off-air calls. So just remember that. And get those in. The 24/7 line to leave your questions or comments is 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. So that's next hour. We're also going to talk today with Kevin Pfeiffer from Pfeiffer's about the big event that they have coming up Monday and Tuesday out in Steele, North Dakota, the Auction Center of North America. We'll be out there broadcasting live on Monday. Looking forward to that. Brent Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, will be here. We're going to do one of our look-backs on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. The radio history setting the record straight continues here on the program with the Lieutenant Governor, who, by the way, is making his way to Fargo today for a speech that we'll tell you a little bit about, too. But we're going to start with a couple of guests that gave a very famous individual a tour of the world-famous Bakken yesterday. Mark Zuckerberg was here. Mark Zuckerberg is the founder of Facebook. And if you look at him, he looks like the boy next door that's still in high school, this young guy. But he's, of course, a zillionaire. On Facebook alone, the followers that he has, the friends and followers that he has right there, 93 million. To give you an idea, that's more than Donald Trump and Barack Obama combined. I mean, it's an incredible force. In my book, you get somebody like that to come to your state, you do it all day long, anytime you can. I don't agree with Mark Zuckerberg on much. He has some pretty extreme views, especially when it comes to fossil fuels, being a threat to the planet and climate change and all that. But here he is in North Dakota talking with folks in the industry, learning, getting a firsthand tour. That can make a difference. It really can. So I think it's really neat that he was here and glad to hear that it happened and thrilled that he had two great tour guides in Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and Kathy Nesset from the Petroleum Council's board, but also with Nesset Consulting Service. Ron, welcome to the program. Nice to have you back.
Good morning, Scott.
And Kathy, thank you. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. Coming from Tioga.
Exactly right. I bet your only regret of yesterday was you didn't get Mark Zuckerberg to Tioga, right?
We were close enough. It was Bakken at its finest, so we were glad to do this, Scott.
Yeah, that is really neat. So let me just ask you both how he was what message you seemed most curious about. Ron, what struck you as the big takeaway of the day?
Mark, we got this opportunity late last Friday to bring Mark Zuckerberg here as part of his America tour. And we're just really happy and fortunate that he chose to go to Williston and wanted to do a Bakken rig. What a great opportunity for us. The minute he stepped off the out of the car and onto that drilling pad, as everyone that Kathy and I have ever taken there, I think he was mesmerized by the drilling rig. I told his team that there would be no possible way that there would be enough time for all of his questions. And I think Kathy would agree. He was intrigued by everything there. He spent a lot of time talking to the employees, spent a lot of time talking about technology. His post this morning doesn't necessarily reflect probably what we might have written in it, but he learned, and we know he learned, and Kathy can talk about what she talked to him about, but I got to spend a lot of time with him, as did the neighbors and the Statoil folks, and we really talked about what North Dakota has done to take energy to a new frontier and the technology that has allowed us to do that.
Kathy, you've done a number of these Bakken information sessions and, you know, taking questions from all kinds of folks. How would you compare how he heard the message and the questions he asked to the typical kind of questions that you get?
He was very attentive. Mark Zuckerberg was, his questions were, you know, he wanted to know about the technology. Obviously, we were trying to give him an overview of the geology, the technology, the horizontal drilling. There was never enough time to get everything in. But, you know, what I took away is somebody who was truly sincere. He was making the effort. It is not easy to get to a drilling rig in western North Dakota. The facility, my hat's off to both Statoil and to the neighbors, crews and personnel. They stepped up, and what a display of professionalism, you know, from every roughneck right up to, you know, our senior VPs that were on site. It was an impressive visit.
What do you think, you can always tell from somebody's questions sort of where they're thinking, and his post today talks a lot about, his opposition to fossil fuels and his concerns about some of the things with the environment. Where was he drilling down, question-wise? Where was he really most skeptical, if you will, of what we do in the Bakken?
Mark, this is Ron. I really didn't sense. He totally came to learn. He had a smart question for every piece of equipment, the automation, the types of equipment we're using, how you make that steel pipe turn 90 degrees 2 miles down and go 2 miles out. I really thought that he was all about learning. I just wish that we could get more leaders and famous people to come and learn for themselves. And no matter what he posted, he learned from this, and we know that, and he's going to take that forward. And unlike other people who have just come and made their displays, he chose to come to the Bakken, and he chose, and he does say that in his post. He doesn't agree with it all, but he came to learn, and he certainly got that opportunity.
Anything you want to add to that, Kathy?
I totally agree, and I just want to say he was very sincere. I mean, this was an honest, you know, open discussion that happened, you know, in a office trailer on site. It was, I thought it was a great discussion. I really liked the idea that he sat down and visited with the roughnecks. He wanted to have, you know, the working women and men on site. And that was who he really wanted to talk with. He got to speak with the professional supervisors, but he wanted to see the roughnecks and hear their story. And that was impressive.
And, obviously, the message and where that goes, Ron, is hard to calculate, right? I mean, some people are going to say, oh, you know, this guy, you know, he doesn't share our views, he doesn't share our values, and what does this matter? 93 million people on Facebook hearing about the Bakken, and I get the sense from his post that the guy heard some things he didn't know about, and it's causing him to think, but it's really incalculable to try and put a price tag on that value, isn't it?
Well, Scott, you're right. 93 million people today are seeing him in on a Bakken rig in Williston, North Dakota, dressed in roughneck clothing with a hard hat on. And Kathy was right. Maybe the most incredible thing and the lesson he taught us was his little sit down with all those rig hands. And it's something that we're already talking about replicating in another area of education, is that they just had incredible stories. And he was somewhat intrigued by the fact that I don't know it on that rig, on that crew, there was one of them from North Dakota. They were from all over America, and he asked them and was questioning them about how did they get here, why did they come here, and he was surprised that you can work on a drilling rig with a high school education and make more than $100,000 a year. He thought, and the neat thing was he's the same age as they are. Of course, he's worth like $54 billion, but he's the same age as these young roughnecks were, and they all had a. They were having a great time having their discussion. Even up on the rig floor, he engaged them as soon as we got up there.
I was glad to see that he engaged on the Dakota Access issue and the government interference that came during the Obama administration. He seemed to feel the pain of people over that, didn't he?
Well, I got to visit with him just one-on-one about Dakota Access a little bit and explain the truck traffic. And his cameraman or his photographer had been here during the heart of the boom in Williston, and he had been talking to him a little bit about, oh, it looks nothing like it did. So we were able to talk about the infrastructure to build out and what that pipeline means in terms of getting trucks off the road. He certainly understands getting a better price for your barrel of oil and moving it at a cheaper price from a transportation standpoint. And he did nail the real issue of what held that thing up was the Obama administration, and that's what kind of stirred the pot.
That's fantastic. Well, I mean, that's just another incredible story about the Bakken and getting it out to another audience and having that told. You just can't, you know, put a price tag on that. It's fantastic. It's great. And I think it obviously firsthand, you got somebody that comes in as a bit of a skeptic on all of that and comes away with a different perspective. You just can't beat that. So he couldn't have had any better tour guides. Thank you very much for sharing a little bit of the story. Ron Ness, Kathy Nesset, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scotty.
Good to talk to you. We'll take a break. And by the way, both Kathy and Ron will be at the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. So you can ask them all about Mark Zuckerberg and all kinds of your own questions at those information sessions that will happen Tuesday in West Hope next week. Thursday, Medora. Don't miss it.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer the second annual market outlook for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discussion of marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2017 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held on July 27th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the NDSU Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office or logging on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I got a call from my brother the other day, lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Say, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics, and they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is our toll-free telephone number. You got a question or comment, get it in, 258-0550. I have some folks on the Facebook page been texting related to the Zuckerberg visit and my comment that if you come here to learn, that's a good thing. Some people taking exception to that. Okay, that's fine. Let's talk about it. We got a couple of minutes here. We don't have a lot of open phone time today, just on any topic. Obviously, Congressman Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour is a full hour of open phones, but most of that will be related to questions for him about things happening in Congress. And this hour, anything goes. So let me have it. By the way, I want to tell you, if you are planning a little summer fun yet this year, I would highly encourage you to think about heading to Watford City. There's a lot going on in Watford City, and we have a little Best of the West promotion that'll make it nice and easy for you to go check it all out. And simple as this. You stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, or Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites. By the way, great accommodations, every single one of them. I've stayed all over the country. They're as nice as anything you'll find, pound for pound. They're really, I mean, not the, you know, the five-star, four-star, ridiculous, you know, big-city hotels, but I'm telling you, you know, a hotel you go into that's nice and everything's clean and you know, accommodations are wonderful. They're fantastic. They really are. And you use the promo code Best of the West, you get a 10% off their lowest rate. So they're going to take another 10% off their lowest rate for you right now, and they'll hand you an exclusive coupon book, which has a bunch of goodies in it, I mean, freebies, you know, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and great water park and lots of discounts. So Watford City, as we say, it's not the same, it's better. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. You'll love it in the beautiful Watford City, North Dakota. I'll be heading up there real soon and looking forward to it. So here's a comment from a couple of listeners related to the Zuckerberg visit. It's not cool. Mark Zuckerberg is a huge leftist who is way more of a Frenchman than an American, and coming up here didn't change his mind one darn bit. Don't come back, Mr. Z. You have little, if anything, in common with the majority of people in Western North Dakota. Another says, the energy industry is controversial? Question mark. Yeah, you can afford $100 billion or $100 per kilo hour. We can't. Go away, but leave your Facebook. And another texter says, come on, why wouldn't you want to have a better better understanding of a major industry? This is petty, the arguments. And it's good for the North Dakota Petroleum Council. I have to agree. I really do. I have to agree. I think that it's very clear from his post. I mean, here's what he says. I believe stopping this very early on in his post. I'm in Williston, North Dakota, learning about fracking and the community around it. I believe stopping climate change is one of the most important challenges of our generation. Given that, I think it's even more important to learn about our energy industry, even if it's controversial. That's what they're talking about. However, he had that view coming in. If he sits down and sees people from all over whose lives are better because of their careers in this industry here, maybe that softens. Maybe he thinks, let's go a little different. I think we all could spend more time trying to understand. We might not agree ever with someone that has a completely different viewpoint, but why not talk to him, listen to him? I mean, you don't get that on social media, right? You get shouting at each other. That's what, you know, I hope talk radio can do more of. Again, doesn't mean you cash in your views. I'm not going to cash in my views. I have a guidepost, a set of rules, for lack of a better term, that guide me on what do I believe, on, you know, a prism in which I look through on everything. Everybody does. And I'm going to stick to those. But I tell you what, I can have more empathy to understand somebody to help me, you know, maybe, hey, why don't you try this? I don't know. I think it's worth thinking about. And I think whenever you get a chance to have a guy like that here, by golly, you do it. You just do it. You know?
You may not want to bash him on your own Facebook account, though.
You think you'll get banned for life or something like that? Or
just a thought. You never know.
I noticed that he posted about the trip at about 4 this morning.
Yeah.
And he had comments almost immediately. And when you have, you know, 93 million followers, you're going to have a lot of comments. I don't know how many comments he's up to now. I noticed that he responds to some of the comments. So He's watching you, Todd, is what I'm getting at.
He's going to be kind of bored watching me, but okay.
Yeah.
Texter wants to know if he rode his bike here.
Well, see, that's the point. I mean, I think that's the kind of things you can get people to think about and maybe back away a little bit. How do you get here?
Exactly.
A private jet. It doesn't exist.
Every time one of those guys starts complaining about we're all using too much, energy, well, how have they gotten to where they're going? And maybe if they knock it off, they could Skype in their comments or whatever without burning a bunch of fuel, too.
Another texter says, if he thinks we can stop climate change, why not make it rain while he's at it?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, yeah.
We're so good at changing the climate, let's make it rain. Amen.
Thank you. It's a good point, and it's one I often come back to on the whole climate change debate. And it really gets you out of the weeds of this report and that scientist.
You think we'd make it dry in triple digits deliberately? Is that what we want in North Dakota? Probably not.
Yeah. To finish, it's an arrogance. If you say, really, you're that arrogant that you think we can stop climate change? Like, we can go, okay, we're going to do this now, and climate change will stop. I mean, come on. I think there's, human impacts on the edges, the nibble, but it'd be like saying, okay, I got a bowl of cereal, right? And it's my favorite Fruit Loops, and I love the green ones best, and I got a whole big bowl there, and you took a green one off there. Oh, you wrecked the whole thing. I took one green one. I wanted to steal, you got a whole bowl there for crying out loud. That's the difference. I mean, the human effect of climate change is the one green Fruit Loop, okay, that somebody, put in there or pulled out of there. That's the extent of it. Really is kind of crazy. Something else I want to tell you about, there's a lot going on. Governor Burgum today and Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner, are hosting an event out in Golden Valley today. That'll be from 10 a.m. until noon Central, 9 to 11 Mountain out there, and talking about the drought situation and also the state response, additional relief. Ways that can help. So love this. Love they're doing it. Governor Burgum and Ag Commissioner Doug Goring out for that today. It'll be at the Golden Valley Community Hall, and it'll be in Golden Valley. And then again, 10 a.m. to noon Central, 9 to 11 Mountain today. We will chat with Governor Burgum later today to recap that meeting. Again, we are pulling out the stops to use this program to hear your ideas, to know how difficult the situation is, so we can continue to get the attention of anyone necessary to get whatever relief is possible. You can say two ways to approach it. Hey, it's a drought. It happens. Take my lumps. There you go. Or to say, hey, it's a drought. It happens. How can I mitigate it? What can I do? What would help? It's a serious situation in some parts of North Dakota, but it's touching a growing part and into a larger share of the Northern Plains, too. So we're on it. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
How does North Dakota benefit from the Dakota Access Pipeline Project? We asked that question of Justin Krinkstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority in another episode of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Justin, tell us.
The Bakken has always been transportation challenged, and since 2008, we've had inadequate pipeline capacity, meaning the oil production levels were higher than the state's pipeline infrastructure was able to carry. And so really, starting June 1st of this year, this is the first time that North Dakota and this region has been in an environment where there is adequate pipeline capacity. Prior to June 1st of this year, the combination of pipe and rail was necessary in order to move all of the production to refining centers around the U.S. Now that we're moving into this environment with adequate pipeline capacity, it's really going to be a new marketplace for those North Dakota barrels, and hopefully we see a definite price improvement here in the state itself.
That's Justin Krinkstead of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority and another edition of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. I'm Scott Hennen, and thanks for listening.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Mark Zuckerberg got the up-close look at the oil industry yesterday, and there's some folks out there that were working with him that know what Delta Constructors can do to make every drill job that much easier, because they have turnkey well site services they do at Delta Constructors. You call Delta first, one call does it all, and they sponsor our Delta Call of the Day. Call Eric at 406-250-8151, online at deltaconstructors.net. Here's an interesting call from a listener yesterday. See if you agree with this one. Go next to Ken Mayer. And is it Louis or Lewis?
Either one.
We
all know George Soros is a big problem. Why don't they investigate St. Louis and these other riots? Because they'll trace it back to him and his uber-rich anti-American buddy. I'm not even talking about Russians. I'm talking about Soros and his ultra-liberal buddies that are screwing with the country. Soros, he broke countries in Europe, and he's trying to screw ours up. Yep. And he profits it from that. Then we run Soros overseas where he belongs and let Russia arrest him like they got the warrant for. 90% of our problems will be gone because those Democrats will be scrambling every which direction trying to figure out which way's up.
Isn't that interesting? A little common sense there in Ken Mayer. And I completely, 100% agree. Absolutely, positively. No question about it. And those same extreme environmental groups have been part of all kinds of them, including funding the extremist environmental groups that that came here. So, appreciate that. Lewis, good to hear from you. And Ken Mayer, and thanks to our friends from Delta. Bring you the Delta Constructors One Call of the Day. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford joins us in studio. Hello, sir.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful. Hang on a second here. We actually also rounded up Kevin Pfeiffer, and Kevin's on the line. I'm headed for Steele, North Dakota, and Kevin's going to tell us what's happening out there, and then we'll be able to chat here in just a second, Brent. Hey, Kevin, I am looking forward to the official opening of the Auction Center of North America in Steele, North Dakota, Monday and Tuesday. What do you got planned?
Well, Monday the 17th, you know, we're having our grand opening for the Pfeiffer's new facility in Steele, North Dakota, near Bismarck. It's the Auction Center of North America. It's one of the prime auction locations in this part of the United States, and it's featuring state-of-the-art technology where all of the auction is can be held indoors if we want. So whether it's summer or winter time, people can come in and watch everything online right in front of you on a big screen, and you can sit anywhere in the building and watch the auction, grab yourself a cup of coffee, have a hamburger, whatever. But again, it's in a great location, obviously, on I-94 and the intersection of North Dakota Highway 3. But again, we're excited to open this facility. We've got a couple auctions there already, but Never did the degree that we're going to have there on Tuesday, the following day. On the 18th, we're going to have a fairly large truck, construction equipment, farm machinery type auction with some collectible tractors and pickups there as well. So, again, a great 2 days coming up for our company, and certainly in our 18-year history, this is going to be two of the better days that we've ever looked forward to having.
This facility that you build in steel, I love the location because, of course, you see it all the time as you're crisscrossing the state, and that's a neat part. But I understand you've got some technology there and some things you'll be doing with Internet auction capabilities that's new for Pipers too, right?
Yeah, we work locally, you know, with Vet Communications there. They were fantastic to work with, obviously, and they helped us put all the high-speed Internet services in. I mean, we got great technology there. So people are going to be in a great spot there to be able to, you know, just take advantage of that. And our staff has really enjoyed that. We bought great equipment for that facility. And, I mean, it's going to house up to 350 bidders at a time. So we got lots of room. We got lots of acreage out there. So we can hold some fairly, fairly large auctions. And, we just kind of hope that continues to service this area of the United States especially for North Dakota and South Dakota people.
Sounds good. Really looking forward to being there Monday for the broadcast. So come on out, folks, and say hi. And 9 to 5:30, free food, drinks, and tours of the new facility. And then the big auction that Kevin mentioned is Tuesday starting at 10 a.m. with the vintage farm tractors and the farm machinery, trucks, construction equipment, and lots of other items starting at 10 a.m. Pipers.com for all the details. That's in Steele, North Dakota, right on I-94, 35 miles east of Bismarck at the auction center of North America. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, thank you. And just a reminder, too, we're selling 50 grain hopper bins today in Watford City starting at 10:30 online. So we'd love everybody to go to pipers.com, but there's 50 Amber Waves hopper bottom bins. If anybody's interested, this is going to be an exciting sale up here in Watford City, North Dakota today.
Well, not only is it an exciting sale, you're in Watford City, so you got a double win there.
Absolutely, and it's even misting a little bit. It's not raining, but it's misting, so that helps.
It'll probably take the mist. For sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, Kevin. Sounds good. Thanks, and we'll see you next week. Good luck today with the hopper sale in Watford.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
All right, Kevin Pfeiffer there from Pfeiffer's Auction, and you can find out more at pfeiffers.com. So, again, we say hello to Brent Stanford. You've been a busy guy, crisscrossing the state. How are you?
Great. How are you, Scott?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Good to see you. Good to catch up. In town in Fargo today, actually giving a little address to the they call it a politics and a plate. Some of the Republican Party groups around the state do different lunches and dinners and things that they're doing. And the folks in Cass County do a nice little event for the politics and a plate and bring in speakers once a month for a little conversation. And you're the featured speaker today. What are you going to lay on them?
Well, it's going to be a lot of Q&A, Scott, see what people have on their mind. It's nice to be able to check in with folks after the session and see how they feel, you know, see what their perception is of what's going on in the state. We've been awfully busy with, obviously, now we have the drought happening. So it's, as you're trying to do your job, these things come up. You know, it was DAPL earlier on. Now the drought is a serious issue. I think we're going to be on our fourth executive order to help out farmers and landowners in the West where the drought has taken hold. And now the fires are coming on. You know, that's very predictable. When the heat remains like this and there's just not enough moisture out there, it's going to be a busy fire season. Luckily, the big fire out by Grassy Butte is contained. And it ended up being a very large fire, like 5,000 acres, mostly on federal land, you know, in between the north and south unit of the park. Really scary deal for what's happening out there. But there's never an end to the work in the governor's office, I guess. But this is one of the good parts of the job of getting out away from the Capitol building, seeing what people are feeling in Fargo. And we've got other meetings lined up with the mayor and staff and with NDSU as well. You know, so it's going to be a good full day here.
Busy day in the eastern end of the state. I know that Governor Burgum and Ag Commissioner Doug Goring are on the other end of the state. It'd be in Golden Valley today for that town hall on drought and the state response coming up from 10 until noon central today. What kinds of things are you hearing on the drought? What do farmers and ranchers want from their government leaders?
Well, we've gone through a few droughts before, and so the farm families, they kind of know what the response should have been and what it should be. And so it's interesting to hear of the different programs, and these programs are ready to go. You know, there's different loan assistance programs. There's issues of loosening up CDL rules and hay hauling rules for licensure of farm vehicles, that type of issue that really makes sense in times like this when they're going to have to haul hay in a hurry from somewhere else that's out of their normal range of where they would get hay from. and it's enough of a burden to haul that far, you know, let alone to have to go buy some hay and haul that far. But then if you have to change the way you're licensing your trucks or whatever, I mean, these are things that help out on a short-term basis. So we're doing all we can.
So you have gone from being Watford City Mayor to a candidate for Lieutenant Governor in a governor's race, to actually in the office, and obviously very early on presiding over the Senate and a legislative session, and now into the actual governance and running. Walk me through all those different stages. What has it felt like?
It's been a whirlwind for about 15 months, but I can tell you the primary, that was one chapter. You know, that was very intense, and it was really an uphill climb, you know, going against an established candidate like Wayne, and it was something where it was that, you know, that put all of us to the test. And then it was a different chapter from primary to the general election. It was, you know, keep up the pace, you know, keep up the speed, make sure we're seeing people, make sure we're out there. And then there's this weird time in between when you're elected and you take office that I don't know if any state has it really figured out, but you know you're in the office, but you don't take over for another 5 weeks. And in that short window, you have to hire a staff. There's, you know, roughly 15 plus staff in the governor's office. You have to go through it, you know, the transition phase of who's going to want to stay, you know, what type of positions people would like to have, what your structure looks like compared to what the previous was. So it's a really unrealistically short amount of time. And at the same time, figuring out that state budget and going in with your suggestions on what to do with the starting point budget. And then at the same time, DAPL was on our lap. And so it was a very intense time from taking office in December 15th until the camp was cleared. And for me, I also had to learn what the lieutenant governor role is about, the presiding over the Senate. You know, I'd been presiding over mayor, city council meetings as mayor for quite a while, but it's nothing like presiding over the Senate. And so that's a whole different process. But that was like my the structured part of my day. Being a CPA is something that I, you know, need a little bit of solid ground. And that was it during the session. Was I knew I was going to be there in the Senate chamber for the middle part of the day. And it was something that I really enjoyed, being part of that. And to be able to listen to the debate on the floor of every bill that comes through from both chambers was very valuable for me to be able to bring back to the office. And it makes a lot of sense having that connection from the executive branch and the legislative branch. You can see it in action in that role. And then move on post-session into the governance part of it, into the interim. You know, we're going to be looking at budgets being created in another year from now or less. But in this short, really only a short window of time is where the reinvention efforts have to be happening. And we've got a lot of them going on. We've got a lot of new cabinet leaders. We've got new positions. With, you know, just bringing in new ideas, and the governor likes to talk about disruptive technology. Well, you know, there's a lot of disruption in the providing of government services right now. Just asking, how are we doing business? You know, what does it look like? Do we have the right people doing it? Do we have the right results? Can we do more with spending less with the budget situation we had? And it's really an exciting time in that regard too. So we have a lot of parallel channels going at once.
Do you feel differently about that from, you know, the idea of presenting that as a campaign idea to actually getting in and saying, okay, now we have a sense of how we can implement all this, how challenging that's going to be? I mean, you optimistic as ever about the efforts to...
Oh, absolutely. It's about people. It's about having the right people in place and having the right plan. You know, it's very similar to other organizations a person's been involved with. It's something where we're seeing changes. We're seeing positive results. It's very exciting.
I want to ask you a little bit about the economy, too. We need to take a short break, so we'll do that and get your just kind of take on how things are looking from an economic standpoint. Obviously, North Dakota was crushing it for about, you know, 4, 5, 6 years in a row there, and then came down to earth a little bit, and that was a large part of what the last session dealt with. And now, you know, you get a chance to sort of watch, belt tightening and then reemerge a little bit and watch that economy come back. So I want to talk about that and also the Dakota Access Pipeline, too. When we come back in our final minutes with Lieutenant Governor Brent Stafford today on the program, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the weekly talk radio town hall, full hour of your calls, questions, and comments on the news of the day from the latest decision by the USDA on CRP and much more coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not. But you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
I'm at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to collect a few ideas on how to make every day better for you. And, of course, the spas do that, and the pools do that, and that great patio furniture and all the fun you can have outside does that. But the sauna is probably the healthiest thing you sell. And there's some new studies that suggest we don't think long and hard about being in a sauna all year. Why?
20-year study by the University of Finland, and they tested men, and men who sat in a sauna minimum of four times a week had reduced their chance of Alzheimer's or dementia by 66%. And it's the number five killer of men in the United States. 66% better chance of not getting that dementia or Alzheimer's by sitting in a sauna.
And many other health benefits you talked about as well, right?
That's right. I mean, there's wellness, there's detoxification, you sleep better, you truly relax, you get rid of the bad out of the body, the metals. A lot of great reasons.
Take it from Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, online at hotspringnd.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Helping America fuel better, PetroServe USA, where when you fill up at the pump, you're filling up at a pump you own. That's a reason enough to be a customer of PetroServe USA, not to mention they have the best cookies on earth. But I wouldn't know other people tell me that, but no. I actually like them a lot. They have the 4-for-4 special, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two of the cookies and a 20-ounce drink, four items, $4, all day, every day, at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you. A few more minutes with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford with us today on the program, and we're talking about a number of things. Just quickly, before I ask you about Dakota Access and looking back a little bit on that, How are we doing? What's your sense? You're a number cruncher. Are we getting a little more wind at our back from the sense of the economy and the numbers coming back here from this dip?
Oh, absolutely, Scott. You look at rig count, and to be double from what it was a year ago, I mean, that makes a big difference, and especially with how much one drilling rig can do today versus when you look at 2 years ago. We're actually coming closer to balance with 2 years ago for the number of rigs. And considering they can drill a hole in 10 to 12 days, now they can do a lot of work with one drilling rig compared to those years when we had 150 to 200. So the amount of oil that's being drilled is really picking up. I think that the budget we put out with 900 and change thousand barrels per day is very conservative on the quantity. But the price just isn't cooperating very well yet. The budget called for closer to 50. Whereas we've been now, we were in the 50s for quite a while during the session right after, but then we've been in that mid-40s for, kind of stuck in that mid-40s for a while because there's still concern about the amount of supply that's in storage. But all indications are that the budgets are there for drilling. The production keeps happening at this level. They can do well enough in that 45 to 55 range that it'll continue. And so that's nothing but good. Compared to a year ago, the sales tax, the gross production outlook is much better. So that's good news for our next budget cycle.
What part does the Dakota Access Pipeline operating play in that now?
What that does is cuts down the discount. So when people look at that North Dakota sweet crude price, the realizable dollar amount from that barrel compared to WTI, that discount is less when you can put it in the pipe versus have to ship it by rail to either coast. And so that makes a big difference.
It came a little bit later than everybody would have liked, given some interference. Interestingly enough, Mark Zuckerberg's visit to North Dakota, one of the topics he brought up with all the rig hands that he talked about, was the delays from the Obama administration and how they were setting off fireworks when the Trump administration reversed it and signed the executive order. You were obviously a candidate and also a lieutenant governor for a part of that time when there was that gridlock. Explain the difference between the two in what you saw under the Obama administration and the Trump administration, and the difference that means for North Dakota.
Well, the difference was with the Obama administration, it was definitely a sit on your hands. We're not going to enforce the rule of law. The different agencies would report to us that they were told they cannot enforce the law in that area. So very frustrating. Amazing for us to hear something like that in the United States of America today. But they were not being allowed to enforce the rule of law on that piece of ground that the camp was situated on, which is a rare piece of geography that you could be in between the tribal land, the tribal line and private land with a little chunk of land that's Corps of Engineers property and then not being allowed to kick people off for trespassing. So that was the thing that really allowed that protest to grow and remain there, was not enforcing the trespass laws if they would anywhere else on Corps of Engineers land and the rest around the Missouri River in this state. So that was very frustrating. That was going nowhere with the Obama administration. As soon as the Trump administration took over, his executive orders to move these things forward, to move these projects forward, including the Keystone, which they might have a lot of the same problems, by the way. But that allowed these agencies to be able to do their job, to allow the enforcement of law. And that included letting the Sheriff's Department, State of North Dakota, enforce the laws in southern Morton County, which we eventually did to peacefully clear the camp. And that put the protest to an end. You notice how quickly that it ended as well. When the protesters moved back into the reservation, the BIA was allowed to bring in a lot more help than they had before, and they were able to enforce the law and quickly get the protesters to be able to leave from their sites as well. So it was all about the philosophy of administrations.
From their perspective, why do you think pipelines are controversial? Why don't they like them?
It's frustrating to me, as someone from oil country, when all the oil was being trucked, it was very dangerous. Besides the dust from all the gravel road use, it was dangerous on the highways in West North Dakota. We had a lot of deaths during that time, losing our people from seeing the trucks, endless streams of trucks going up and down the road. The only way to get that oil out is by pipe. Getting it out by train was not quite as efficient as pipeline either. And so, I mean, it is a miracle for West North Dakota to have the pipes go, to have the pipelines go in the ground, and to not have the education being portrayed to everyone else of what this is. The fact that there's pipe in the ground all over this country, there's many, many, many miles of pipe, many, many, many river crossings. The safety of this one being the extreme level that it was 60 or 90 or whatever feet below the riverbed is so much less likely there'd ever be a spill than previous construction of other pipelines. It was not a valid argument to say that this is going to leak and this is our largest concern. It was more of an argument of attacking fossil fuels, period, just wanting to get in the way of infrastructure being built to facilitate fossil fuel development.
Absolutely. No other explanation, right? I mean, an ends to a means to say, well, it's a project, so let's just be against it, rather than factually what it does overall for the state.
Right.
Fascinating. Good chatting with you, sir. Nice to see you. Have a great day on the eastern end of the state today. And
look forward to it. Thanks, Scott.
Keep at it all across the great state of North Dakota. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford with us on What's On Your Mind. More after this.
Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears because there's an alternative to bankruptcy and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.